this is Nora from Dyke Den, and I'm going on a tiny little rant about, well, you know, going to the doctor, the lady doctor, and being queer. It's really fucking nerve-wracking to, like, go to, say, Campus Health, which is, you know, the insurance my father bought me. And, you know, you go in and you're all like, I need a physical or whatever. And they ask you if you're sexually active and you say no because you are too freaking intimidated to go, well, actually I am, but it's not with a penis. I'm not having sex with a penis, so does it count? Because, you know, if I say yes, she's going to make me pee in a cup, make sure I'm not pregnant or, you know, God knows what else. So you just sort of lie and you sort of... Well, you know, some people don't think that lesbian sex is real sex anyway, so it doesn't count, right? Even though women identified people who have sex with women can get diseases, they are less frequent than any other kind of sex, but they still happen. They still happen, and they're still scary, but it doesn't... I don't know, even in Tucson, where, you know, it's fairly surprisingly liberal for a red state, it's still a little nerve-wracking going to Campus Health and going, and they ask you, well, are you sexually active? Because they want to know if I'm pregnant. And I go, no, I'm not sexually active because there's no way in hell I could be pregnant. Well, you know, unless, my girlfriend's accidentally, slipping me sperm, which I don't think would happen because I think I would notice such a thing. I don't know. If any of our listeners have anything to say about being snuck sperm without their knowing while sleeping with women, please let us know, because we will gladly share your story on the air. But in all seriousness, like, there's so little sort of attention or sort of even discussion, which I want to open the discussion to the, you know, internet world. There's no discussion on, like, LGBTQ sexual health in medicine. Yeah, you can go to every, you know, sex health workshop and use all the protection and everything, but there's no, like, you know, then you go to the doctor and then what? What do you do then? How do you have that conversation with your doctor when you don't actually know that the doctor very well, and all your doctor sees is your medical profile and doesn't actually know your orientation, which could have happened to have changed since the last time you saw them anyways. And, you know, what do you do with that? How do people sort of, I don't know, how do people stay healthy if they're unable to be honest with their medical professionals? And that is one of my biggest pet peeves about medicine and, you know, physical health and mental health, because a lot of mental health professionals, you know, until what, you know, the DSM did have homosexuality as a disease, as a mental illness, until, I don't know, some version a while ago. 1969? I want to say that because it's 69. I feel like I'd remember that number. Something like that. It wasn't that long ago. Like, within, you know, the last generation and a half, homosexuality was still this mental disorder. And so there's still all this stigma in the medical professional world, whether, you know, physical health or mental health, there's still this sort of deviance that comes along with, you know, sleeping with who you damn well choose and not who, you know, not to make babies, you know. Although I'm sure making babies is much fun. Then you have to deal with it. It's just, I don't know. I think that medicine and the the medical establishment, for what it is, the sort of patriarchal patient-doctor relationship, which is another paper I should read on the air, is sort of set up to demean, well, specifically lesbians, demean women into this not only sort of less, I don't know, less, important role, but sort of less cared for, less sort of tended to role in, as a patient. I'm not even talking about doctors. We can go off on a tangent on doctors some other time. But, like, as a female-identified person, as a patient, as, you know, a female who sleeps with females having to go to the doctor, how do I deal with this stigmatism that is just surrounded because women isn't the quote-unquote standard natural body. So if it's, you know, two non-natural bodies are getting it on, medical community doesn't necessarily know what to do or how to establish or what to sort of make true, or I don't even know, I'm rambling because I'm looking at the little time bar thing. But, like, you need to sort of, thank you, the screen has gone away, and thank God for editing software. There's sort of this unspoken, or very much spoken fear in the community, in the LGBT community, about this offset of going to the doctor. I know many trans people who won't go to the doctor because, well, if you look female or you look male, but your parts are different because, you know, you haven't gotten surgery, you don't want surgery, what, this, that, and the other thing, excuse me, you don't want to necessarily explain that to a medical professional. And even, you know, even if your junk looks relatively what it's supposed to, it's still, if you're not in this sort of idealistic situation, if you're not in this sort of, you know, mold that the Western civilization has created and you happen to be living in the Western world, what do you do? How do you care for yourself? How do you stay healthy if you are too afraid to be, excuse me, how do you be honest with your medical professionals if your medical professionals have, you know, been classically trained to think this one way and they can't step out of the box? I mean, mind you, it's not everyone thinks this way, but most, you know, you're random, you can't bet that your ER doctor is gonna know what to do when you walk in and you're wearing a dress and, you know, they have to do a medical exam and they find out you have a penis. You know, people aren't, non-LGBTQ allied identified people aren't necessarily gonna know how to handle that. And I guess a subset of, you know, our goal to Dyke Den is to open up a conversation about some of these topics, including what do we do? How do we fix? How do we change? How do we become accepted, not to be accepted, to be tolerated, but to stay healthy ourselves? To, you know, because if the whole world is telling you that you're scum and that you shouldn't, you know, exist because what you do is perverted, the entire society is telling you that, you're not going to go to society to help. You're not going to ask for stuff. You're not going to feel like you need, like you have a place in society because society is putting you on the fringes. And especially in medicine, which is already a terribly, terribly controversial topic in itself, just because of its, you know, implications with money, God forbid, you know, anyone have money, then what do you do? What do you do to sort of survive? I guess I'm literally asking all of these hypothetical questions I'm asking you guys. Seriously, I really want to know what other people think about the medical establishment and about, you know, keeping ourselves alive, because God knows life is tough, but you gotta have, you know, someone or something, or, you know, some way of dealing with this. And it's clearly an unorganized tangent in my brain about how to sort of I guess, destigmatize the entire sort of idea of lesbian health and, you know, sort of physical health. Because as, you know, women have specialized doctors, but those specialized doctors are preparing your body to have a baby. And once you have a baby, to push the baby out. And once the baby is pushed out, to recover so you can have another baby. That's from my understanding, that's how the medical community sort of looks at women. And how do we sort of break from that? How do we get away from that? How do you explain to your medical professional what you want? How do you sort of take your own health into your own hands? I want to hear from listeners. How do you, as a queer, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, whatever, female, how do you take your health and your well-being into your own hands despite the ridiculous patriarchal system that sort of makes it intimidating and scary? I'm genuinely curious. I want everyone who is listening to this to email dykeden@gmail.com and tell me what you think. Thank you.